AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. It's the death penalty for Robert Bowers, who opened fire inside the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018 in Pittsburgh, taking 11 lives.
It's a despicable and cowardly act of anti-Semitism that has no place in our society.
Days after that shooting attack with an AR-15 rifle, then-Governor Tom Wolf led a prayer vigil in Pittsburgh. The decision comes 2 days after prosecutors told the jury Bowers spread anti-Semitic messages online and had expressed pride in the killings. The defense asked that his life be spared because of mental illness. A federal appeals court says a Biden administration rule that was aimed at limiting stabilizing braces that extend the reach of handguns is unlikely to survive a court challenge. An injunction sought by two Texas men has been extended as the case goes back into court.
I'm Mike Pence. I'm running for president of the United States.
The former vice president had no comment about his former boss being indicted on charges. He allegedly tried to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Pence instead focused on President Biden during an Indiana campaign stop.
The economic policies of the Biden administration literally have turned the American dream into a pipe dream.
A rape suspect in Utah accused of faking his death and hiding in Scotland will be extradited to the U.S. Nicholas Rossi lost his extradition fight today. He claims he's someone else. Have you noticed that gas prices are up about a quarter from last month? Here's our Rita Foley.
Analysts say there are a few reasons gas prices are rising. Some major oil-producing countries are exporting less. And then there's the fierce heat. Refineries don't like it. One analyst says they're inherently dangerous places, so faced with the brutal heat, they cut back production.
This is AP News. A lot of the nation's teachers have quit the profession. Many of them are people of color.
A major culprit, stress from pandemic-era burnout, low pay, and now the intrusion of politics into classrooms. Education professor Jennifer Smith is with Purdue University.
The current state of the teacher shortage in Indiana and across the United States is obviously pretty dire.
But the burdens can be heavier in schools serving high-poverty communities that also have higher numbers of teachers of color. Nationally, about 80% of American public school teachers are white, even though white students no longer represent a majority in public schools. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian drone strikes hit a Ukrainian port city along the border with Romania, causing significant damage and fire at facilities key to Ukrainian grain exports. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.